Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network, American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and Walker Wildman. We're here for the next 25 minutes. Steve Jordahl from the OneNewsNow.com team and American Family Radio News is in with us this half hour. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Tim.
And
Ed and Walker and Brent.
Yes.
Well, good morning
Brent,
to you,
Brent, our
Steve.
Producer.
And
yes.
Brent.
Yes.
Tim, Walker.
High fives to everybody.
And good afternoon on the East Coast.
All right, Steve, what's leading the news this hour?
In the last hour or so, we found out that the Department of Homeland Security is writing an order right now. It's writing it in that would end the child separation at the border. We don't have details on what it says. We don't know how it's going to be rolled out, but it does look like the Trump administration, through this, may be starting to turn the corner on this, on their line on this.
I hope whenever it is made public that the wording says we are going to end this policy that was begun under the Obama administration.
Something like that.
Something like that. So that people, you know, because that's where all this. Actually, I think I was listening to Sandy's show. She said it goes all the way back like 2006.
But that would have been President Bush, right?
Yes, she was responding to. In fact, it might have been playing a clip from. The White House spokeswoman.
It's just Sarah amazing
Sanders.
To me.
Sanders, yeah. Where she was responding to Laura Bush's comment about how reprehensible this was. And so she said, well, this was begun under your husband.
You know what? Let me just say this 60 seconds worth of this. Maybe I can get it in 30 seconds. And this annoys me about life in general. Boy, if I'm going to get into life in general, I may take 5 or 6 minutes here to express my frustration. But with politics and an issue like this, I'm with all due respect to the former First Lady, Laura Bush, I'm so sick and tired of people criticizing something when they have no solution otherwise.
Right.
And maybe she did offer a solution in this editorial, I guess she wrote for the Wall Street Journal or somebody, talking about Laura Bush. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to say, oh, isn't this terrible that parents and children are being separated at the border? Here's my thing. Okay, tell us what you would do then. Give us your answer.
Right.
Let them go. If that's your answer, tell us.
Right.
But don't try to have it both ways where you imply you're for law and order and then you're for basically saying let them go because they're separated from their children. Mm-hmm. You see
right.
my point?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and I got that in 60 seconds. Go ahead, Steve, back to you.
Good job.
All right. Well, I'm going to introduce to you a file that we should have probably had a long time ago. This is from the Clinton email file.
You've got mail.
There you go.
That's AOL. That's vintage 80s,
that
90s
is.
Right there. Isn't
that
it?
Is. We're continuing to see fallout from this IG report on the Clinton email scandal. What we're finding out now from this Inspector General's report that the Anthony Weiner laptop that had these missing emails they were on his laptop,
right?
From Secretary Clinton, because Huma Abedin, who's Anthony Weiner's wife, is her first of her yes.
Too much like all my children.
Where do we get these names?
I know.
I thought my name was funny. Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner and what else we got? But anyway, that's a sophomoric joke.
That's okay.
It was just funny to me.
Yes.
But as a man who's lived with Wild Man his whole life, I have a right to laugh at other people's names.
You just said what everyone was thinking.
Okay.
As a man who pays the bills around here, you can laugh at whatever you want.
Okay, go ahead, Steve.
We're finding out that those emails covered the entire tenure of Secretary of State Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State, the whole 4 years or however long she was Secretary of State, and that as many as 39 high-ranking or at least 39 high-ranking FBI agents knew that she was using, that Mrs. Clinton was using an unsecured email address, including President Barack Obama, which we knew this before, who had emailed Secretary Clinton at her unsecured email address using an alias. So we're finding out that a lot more about this, that the Department of Justice sat on the revelation, that they never issued a subpoena for those emails. And there's more than enough evidence, according to this, to demand an immediate production of the Wiener laptop and all the emails to a prosecutor. But we don't know where the laptop is at this point. Mm-hmm. So that continues to fall out. We are now learning also that...
Well, let me just stop right there.
Yes.
I can tell you where the laptop is.
Oh, yeah?
It's at the bottom of the Hudson. Okay. It sleeps with the fishes.
Is Jimmy Hoffa using it right
and
about now?
Jimmy Hoffa is probably buried right with Jimmy Hoffa.
I'm just telling you.
I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, I know.
I never saw the guy. I never saw Jimmy Hoffa. I'm innocent. I'm an innocent businessman.
Somebody's going to pull it up when they're doing their fishing. They're going to pull up a bleach bit whitefish laptop. Oh, look at that.
I wonder if this still works. Let's get it to a Russian. All right. I'm sorry.
No.
It's just ridiculous. Nobody knows where it is.
Last Friday, Peter...
Anybody up for a game of Huma Abedin?
That's...
Huma.
Your deal, Walker.
Abedin.
It is a funny name. And it does sound like Uno. Like Uno.
Uno. Like Huma. Uno. Yes. Go ahead.
Peter Strzok was walked out, perp walked out of the Department of Justice.
A walk of shame.
Other day, but he is still retaining his job. He's been placed in the Human Resources Department.
No, he's a cook now.
Yeah, is he?
Yeah, he's in the cafeteria. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, but that'd be a good place
for him. He was at the HR, but then they moved it. They were a cook short in the cafeteria, so he's flipping burgers now.
You walk through the cafeteria
line. Yeah, there's Peter Strzok.
He's the one putting some mashed potatoes on your plate.
I got an insurance special for you right here.
You want gravy with that?
Yeah.
Peter Strzok. My girlfriend won't text me anymore. Right.
He was escorted. This is the guy who was out to get President Trump. He was an FBI agent. He was lead investigator on the Hillary Clinton email scandal for the FBI. He was proven to be a Trump hater. And he was dismissed from that case. This is, in all seriousness, this is a fellow we're talking about. Why he was bumped down to HR from his office, ran in the executive circles there at the FBI. And now people have often wondered, why is he still there? Now, yesterday, he was seen being escorted out of the building of the FBI, which I asked somebody who should know about this, who used to work at the FBI, and they said this means he's being investigated.
Mm-hmm. So you were serious that he had been bumped down to HR?
Yes.
He wasn't bumped down to cook.
Right.
In the cafeteria. I was joking about that. But he was seriously bumped down from working in the top-level offices there at the FBI under James Comey to being moved down to the Human Relations Department.
To HR, where he's going, no, I'm to sorry, you've used up all your vacations.
Right, exactly. And that's not a joke. He was.
No, okay, all right.
Yeah. You know, but one thing I want to mention is, if you may have not seen this because the mainstream media is not covering it much, but Paul Manafort is in jail.
Yes.
The former Trump campaign manager is in solitary confinement in a jail.
Oh, my word.
I don't know where. Somewhere in the U.S. But that being said, he's on there for some finance charges and a couple other things.
Unrelated to
the Russia investigation, yes.
But
the special counsel,
while they were looking for,
nonetheless,
Russia
charged him and jailed him and a judge up there. Andrew McCabe lied under oath on three occasions, we know. As the second in command at the FBI, the inspector general has referred criminal charges to a prosecutor in the D.C. area, and he's not been charged. So Paul Manafort over here is on some like tax fraud or whatever from 10 years ago, and he's in solitary confinement in jail for who knows how long, but Andrew McCabe's at his house.
Well, but here's another reason why he's in jail is because Robert Mueller, the special counsel, is trying to pressure him to give up something juicy about President Trump. Right. So this is not really about Paul Manafort or what he did with his taxes 10 years ago. This is about squeezing that guy so they can get to Trump.
Whether he has something or not.
That's what the whole world is about, get to Trump.
There it is.
Get to Trump.
Get to Trump. Oh, is it my turn again?
It's your turn again.
Okay.
We're done with that.
Well, let's move on to something similar. This from the Russia Files.
I've missed the choir.
By the way, they're having the World Cup in Russia right now.
They are.
Right.
They are. The FBI may have edited and changed key witness reports on the Hillary Clinton-Russia investigation, according to Mark Meadows, who's the chairman of the Freedom Caucus and a leader up on the Hill there for Republicans. These documents called the 302s, and they are reports on witness interviews compiled by federal investigators. And they're suggesting that maybe some of these documents were changed to hide who is being talked to and who's guilty and who's not in this investigation. This thing has fallen apart at the seams. It's no wonder that the Democrats are picking on this border crisis.
Right.
Because everything else...
I'm reading some of the comments on our Today's Issues page here for on Facebook, and that's what a couple of them said. So this is a screen to get people's attention off the IG report.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. And, you know, with the I tell you what, these the Congress, Devin Nunes, the Republican chairman of the whatever committee it is that's investigating abuses at the FBI and corruption at the FBI, I saw him on Fox News the other night. By the way, this guy's, Devin Nunes, from what I can gather, this guy's a stalwart. I mean, he is.
Right.
Can you be a stalwart?
You can.
Sure.
Okay.
You can.
He seems to be a really good congressman, very responsible. But he has basically said, we have been stonewalled by the Justice Department. Or do you call it the Justice Department or the FBI?
Whoever, well, FBI is a part of the Justice Department of Justice.
But whoever they've requested records from?
It's the DOJ. If you're talking about the ones that started the investigation.
Yeah. Well, they keep – what happens is if they even answer the Congressional Oversight Committee, they redact everything. And he's saying they take out names of people who are responsible for doing terrible things. And there's no reason to take out their names because if you're saying either they did something wrong or they didn't. So we can't talk to somebody we don't know who it is. Basically, what he was saying was that the DOJ / FBI is stonewalling the... Pardon me, I had to sneeze.
This is the House Intelligence Committee. That
He's saying their stonewalker knows more about this than I do, but he's saying they're stonewalling... For the Congressional Oversight Committees, so as it appears that there's something to hide big time over at the DOJ / FBI, and so much so that they're going to make Congress go, I guess, to the highest level of authority they can appeal to. I don't know what that is. Because what do you do?
Jeff Sessions.
What do you do when the DOJ FBI says no to the Congress, who's supposed to have oversight of this government agency? Who decides then who has the final word? Go ahead, Walker.
Yeah. What you're going to find out if the DOJ will release their documents is that the reports are true, that the FBI had an informant, or spy, as they call them, inside the Trump campaign. And that spy was then used to set up this phony Russia investigation. So that's what the DOJ wants to hide. Also, Rod Rosenstein is wrapped all in this. He is not some...
Who is he again? He's number two?
Number two in command at the Department of Justice.
Under Jeff Sessions.
Under Jeff Sessions. He is not some holier-than-thou, clean-record Department of Justice official who is bipartisan or who is not partisan, etc. He is wrapped all in this, and here's why. He signed at least one or two of the FISA applications spying on the Trump campaign. To continue spying on the Trump campaign even after Trump was sworn in as president.
Wow.
So Rod Rosenstein gets appointed by Trump and then goes and signs a warrant in the FISA court to keep spying on Trump's people. So Rosenstein is all in this, but he's in charge. So he's in charge of the investigation. He's supposed to be the nonpartisan guy in charge, and he's signing warrants going after Trump.
So you think, you're just speculating, we're just speculating here now, but human nature being what it is, if in fact what you've described is accurate, not it is factually accurate, right?
There are multiple reports that there was a spy inside the Trump campaign.
They would probably, the FBI would dispute that and say it's not a spy, it's somebody to try
to... Well, the way they couch this whole thing is we're not spying on the Trump campaign. We are spying, trying to get Russian operatives who are doing illegal stuff inside our country.
Okay.
If those Russian operatives happen to call someone from the Trump campaign or the Trump administration, we will listen in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but
that's the way this whole thing has been couched.
That's how they okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, but when you get these text messages from Strzok and these others meeting Andy's office, Andrew McCabe's office, or something about where, you know, I'm with her, talking about Hillary. I mean, this all sounds like to me that they were having meetings talking about some high-level people at the FBI.
Insurance policy, remember? Insurance policy.
They were having high-level meetings that I don't know if they were having them at Starbucks or where, but these people at the FBI were definitely against, they feared President Trump getting elected. And after he was elected, they sure didn't want him. Mm-hmm. So, am I right?
No, you're absolutely right.
So if that's true, why wouldn't they want to stall the Congressional Oversight Committee and redact names when they do turn documents over? Because they don't want to get in trouble for this collusion to undermine a duly elected president. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yeah.
Is it? Sometimes things are as obvious as they appear to be. To me, this is what it appears to be. And so some of these people at the FBI/Justice Department are trying to save their hide.
Yeah.
So what do? You stall, you obfuscate, you don't answer. Mm-hmm. You force the people to, as Devin Nunez says, we're going to have to, again, I don't know where you go.
The reason Rosenstein, I believe, and I'm speculating here, but I believe the core reason that Rosenstein will not release all the documents and be 100% transparent is because it will expose that the entire Russia investigation is built on sand and not a solid legal foundation.
That's what you think.
That's what I think, and that would implicate him because he started the special counsel.
Then he has to go.
Yeah, because he started.
He loses his job.
Because he continued and started.
And he may be working as a cook at McDonald's.
Who knows?
Ultimately.
Huh? But a very overqualified cook, I would probably say. So he'd probably move up fast in management.
Rosenstein struck eateries.
I just wonder what Jeff Sessions does with this information.
I kind of wonder what he does, because he's recused himself from everything.
Well, I know, but I mean, what does he think? Again, I like Jeff Sessions, and I former senator to the attorney general. And from all reports of people who know, he's doing great work on a lot of fronts. But on this one, I just wonder, wow, why don't he unrecuse himself and say, I'm cleaning house at this place? I mean, that would be the best thing he could do. Mm-hmm. You know, there could come a day when President Trump gets so upset with Jeff Sessions' situation here of recusing himself that President Trump says, see you later, Jeff. I'll get somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because a lot of us, we can't be the only ones sitting here going, well, why doesn't the Attorney General, who's the head of the entire Department of Justice, say there's no reason to redact those names?
Right.
It's not a matter of national security.
Right. Oh, it's the highest. It's the highest security, embarrassing to the FBI or the department.
Yes, that's right. So I want the names released. Why doesn't he just do that? Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, if Jeff Sessions comes out and says, listen, I know you want to know who's in these, you know, who these names are that are redacted, but they really are, you know, they could be put in danger, so we can't do that. Fine, then just come out and say that. Mm-hmm. But if the Department of Justice continues to refuse this congressional committee headed by Nunes, they just, well, we just don't want to because it's embarrassing. then Sessions ought to say, no, you're going to release it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, listen, real quickly, if you want to, I always encourage people to go to onenewsnow.com,
absolutely.
And we do for their news, go to onenewsnow.com. But there's some really good stuff on the Drudge Report right now. So after this program is over, you might want to go read that, the Drudge Report. It's talking about the double standards that exist between how the media is covering and the Democrats are talking about what happened now with President Trump. The same thing, President Obama, it happened under him. The same thing, what's going on at the border, and this was not an issue with the liberals then.
Right.
Because it would have made their man look bad. But check that out on the Drudge Report. I guess that's free advertising for the Drudge Report, but they often do great work that other media won't do. But onenewsnow.com, certainly every day you should check that out too. All right, you got time for one more story probably, Steve.
I'd like to introduce you to who may be a new guy to like in Hollywood.
Okay.
Chris Pratt has been an actor around. He is coming out in the new movie Jurassic Park. Jurassic World. I've never been a fan of the franchise that much because I just didn't like the movies, but he's a good actor. He was also in Guardians of the Galaxy. He
right.
was the Peter Quill in that. He was presented with an award from MTV, and it's called the Generation Award, and he had some things to say after this that as many people thought were a little bit surprising. Listen to this.
I'm going to cut to the chase, and I'm going to speak to you, the next generation, okay? I accept the responsibility as your elder, so listen up. This is what I call 9 rules from Chris Pratt, Generation Award winner. Number one, breathe. Number two, you have a soul. Be careful with it. Number four, when giving a dog medicine, put the medicine in a little piece of hamburger, they won't even know they're eating medicine. Number five, doesn't matter what it is, earn it. Number six, God is real. God loves you. God wants the best for you. Believe that. Number eight, learn to pray. It's easy and it's so good for your soul. And finally, number nine, nobody is perfect. People are going to tell you you're perfect just the way you are. You're not. You are imperfect. You always will be, but there is a powerful force that designed you that way. And if you're willing to accept that, you will have grace. And grace is a gift. And like the freedom that we enjoy in this country, that grace was paid for with somebody else's blood. Do not forget it. Don't take it for granted.
So that was Chris Pratt. We took some numbers out that were a little bit
sophomoric. We wouldn't embrace everything he said
let's
that
just
night.
Say.
Yeah.
But let me just say this. Chris Pratt, that he was skirting around the edges of the Christian message. So I don't put him down for that. I mean,
right.
I know some people would say, well, he didn't. From what I understand, he's a fellow believer, mm-hmm. this gentleman here. I don't know him personally. I wish he would have gone for the juggler, so to speak, and just laid it out there. But he was saying some things that are true, which reaching an audience that...
I love the way the kids clapped and cheered when you said the God is real.
Yeah, but they're good with God as long as you don't have to change your lifestyle.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying?
No, I'm not going to criticize him because I wasn't in those shoes. He got closer than a lot of Hollywood Christians get.
Right. Mm-hmm. He was talking about...
talking about the gospel is what he's talking
about.
Yeah,
he was talking about. I wish he would have been a little bit more clear, but still, I applaud him for saying the things that he did say. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.